where is that boy at? I swear I told him to be here on time, but I have to discipline him again. Every time during this part of the day, he's gone. It's like he's meeting up with someone else or something. I just hope he's okay. That sounds like the door. I wonder if that's him. Well, look who's here. Nope, don't apologise just yet. Save that begging for when you're in the discipline chair. Yes, that means you're in trouble, pet. I've told you time and time again that when you make Miss wait, there will be consequences. So, come on in, get undressed, down to your underwear. Right by the chair and unclothe yourself, pet. That's it. Good boy. Now sit on the chair so I can put you in your restraints. Yes, you have to. You've been fairly loose around me lately. What's gotten into you, pet? You're not normally this disobedient. Nothing, huh? Well, maybe with a little bit of discipline, I can put you back into shape. Now, let's put on these cuffs. Good boy. Now the blindfold. There we go. Well, at least you can take your punishment with a little to no pride. I just wish you weren't late so often. I mean, if you were here on time, we wouldn't have to do this every single time you came over. We could get straight to the play without any punishment. Right, let's just get this over with. I wonder who that could be. Stay still, pet. I'll be right back. Hello? Who is it?
Hi, I'm Miss Wendy.
Oh, I see. Hi, Miss Wendy. May I ask what you're doing here?
Well, I came to see what my pet has been doing. He's been going off every day. He's always running early from our fun times or saying that he's not feeling well or trying to escape. So I thought it would be in my best interest to follow him, see where my good little boy goes off to. And by the looks of it, he's up to no good. Who are you?
Yeah, you're correct, Miss Wendy. I actually have him in my own disciplinary chair at the moment.
Oh, my.
He's blindfolded and cuffed, with only his boxers on.
Perfect. That actually sounds quite intriguing. Would you mind my watching? I would like to see how you punish our pet.
Look, I have no problem with that. In fact, with this new revelation of another miss like yourself, I think it would be in our best interest to have you join in to really set the tone for this punishment.
Wicked. What was your name again?
Miss Wicked.
Miss Wicked. Perfect. It would be my honor, Miss Wicked, to help a delightful miss such as yourself set our pet straight.
Okay, then why don't you come in and sit down, and when the time comes, I'll move you over to come help with his punishment.
I'll try to be quiet. No problem.
All right, my pet. Let's get back to your punishment. Who was I talking to at the door? Oh, it's nothing. It was just some kind lady coming to talk about something of little importance to you. You should be preparing yourself for this punishment, because I plan to set you straight today with so many different ways to really set it in stone. You should be a good pet for me. Now let's start with some nice teasing to get your cock nice and hard for me. Good. Well, that's lovely to hear. Do you know what else is lovely to hear? What? My sexy moans in your ear. With your vision gone, all you can rely on are those ears of yours, which makes everything more tingly. Don't forget how good my touch is on that cock of yours. But I do kind of want to get rid of those boxes of yours. Let me just pull these down. There we go. Would you look at that? Your cock is all ready to play. Isn't that delightful? Let's start with some nice kisses on this cute neck of yours. You know, because I do love teasing you, pet. How was that? Were they just the right amount of teasing? Oh, they were. That's good. I especially love that every time I did kiss this sweet neck of yours, your body gave such cute little reactions. Don't turn away now. I loved seeing your teeth grit and your heart rate pick up from my kisses. It just makes me want to tease you even more. In fact, I think today will prove to be even more trying than our previous play dates. Now, how about I just get on my knees right in front of you and start playing with this hard cock of yours. And I can just apply a little bit of lubrication. There. Now I can start by slowly stroking your tardy cock. How's that feel, baby? It's okay if you want to moan. Yeah. Look, I understand that my hands can be quite stimulating. Just my hands going up and down, up and down this hard, thick shaft. But remember, I get to decide when you come. You look so cute when you're in pleasure for Miss. Speaking of that, do you happen to, perhaps see another mistress, pet? Now be honest with your miss. It's okay if you do. Just don't lie to me. You do. Well, it does disappoint me that you've never told me about them before. Tell me, is that why you come tardily to our play dates? You need to be clearer with me, pet. If you have other commitments, you need to tell me. You can't be a superhero trying to be at two places at once. Remember, I understand that you have things outside of this playtime. So next time our playtimes collide, tell us. But because you are so lacking your communication, we have to punish you. That's right, pet. We have to punish you. Miss Wendy, would you mind coming over here, please?
With pleasure, Miss Wicket. Oh, hello there, pet. It's funny seeing you here.
It is indeed. Now, Miss Wendy, would you mind filling in our dear pet while I just take his hard cock in my mouth?
No problem, Miss Wicket. I'll catch him right up. You enjoy his cock.
I plan to. Remember, pet, no coming, but you may enjoy the sensations.
There, pet. Oh, you're not in that much trouble for now. Me and Miss Wicked, we're just going to properly train you to be better for us. Doesn't that sound fun? I know. A lot of things to take in, but let's just focus on what Miss Wicked is doing for you. To you. Focus on her mouth. Her mouth as it takes your length in and out of her beautiful mouth. And the way she stops around your head. Really tease the back of that. That mushroom tip. Yes. It's so hot, isn't it, pet? I know you can't see it, but she's looking up at you, straight into your face to see your reaction. Isn't she such a good mistress for you? Oh, good answer, pet. Now, Miss Wicked, would you please stop for me?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Good. See, this is what's going to happen. Since you can't communicate with us, pet, you'll be punished with teasing and denial by both of us. So I hope you're ready, because this is going to be a long play session.
Indeed it is. So, is there anything else I can do for you, Miss Wendy? To tease our tardy boy.
Actually, there is. Could you give his throbbing cock some light blows?
Oh, do you mean like this?
Exactly that. I love the way it makes our pet here squirm. So adorable.
I know.
So tell me, sweetie, how does it feel to have Miss Wicked blow ever so softly on that hard, needy cock of yours? Especially right after she just finished pleasing it with her beautiful, luscious mouth. Really? Well, I guess that's what you get for being such a naughty boy. Leaving me early.
And being tardy for me.
Naughty, naughty. Such a naughty boy. And now we have to.
Miss Wendy.
Yes, Mr. Good.
Could I tease our pet here with more kisses?
Oh, that sounds delightful. I think I'll do the same up here. How are you holding up, pet? Oh, I'm sure this is absolute agony. Oh, it is. Good.
It's what you deserve, pet, and you deserve more than this.
Miss Wicked speaks the truth. And I have just the way we can do that.
What did you have in mind, Miss Wendy?
Why don't you get our pet to the edge? I can tell you know how to give it what he wants.
Sure thing. How would you want me to do that?
You know, I did love to see you suck on his cock. Would you mind doing that again for us?
You did. Okay. I'll get our bat right to the edge. Remember, don't come unless we say pet.
You heard her, baby boy. If you try to pull one on us, you're going to be in a lot more trouble than you already are in.
Okay, here I go then.
That's so sexy. Oh, and look at you. You're already back with that cute expression again. I don't think it's going to take very long until we have you coming. So fun. Oh, punishments. You're not going to last long, especially if... Oh, I count down. What about starting at 10, huh? Oh, good boy. Let's start then. Oh, come on, Dad. Hang on to that edge for us. Yes. 9. Miss Wicked is doing such a fabulous job, isn't she? Your hips bucking say yes. Oh, 8. Lips tied around your cock. 7. Oh, the beautiful hands nursing your full balls. 6. Oh, and the way she looks up at you. You can't see it, but fuck, it's turning me on. 5. Oh, no, don't come yet, honey. We're halfway there. 4. Just a few more numbers, and then you can come. 3. We gotta get you right to that edge. I know. You're in pure agony right now, holding on, just waiting for your chance to come. But wait, 2. You've been a very bad boy. So, it only makes sense that we should punish you. 1. Miss Wicked, please stop sucking our pet's cock.
Yes, Miss Wendy. Do you really think he was going to come?
I think he did. Look at him aching.
Poor pet. I guess Indeed. Now you'll think twice before leaving out something as important as another miss. Now, you just have to suffer with blue balls for the rest of the day.
That's right, Pat. You're not coming. Not for the rest of the day. Oh, sorry, but it's what you deserve.
Now, let's get these cuffs off of you.
There we go. Here's your clothes, pet. Now, you go on. Oh, into the other room and get dressed. Yes, me and Miss Wicked have some planning to do, some things to talk about.
Indeed we do. You can see yourself out as well, pet. Remember, don't think about coming without our permission, because we'll know. And if you thought today was pure agony, just you wait.
Oh, especially now that we know about each other. You're in for quite the play sessions.
Absolutely. Maybe next session we'll think about getting you to come.
Maybe. We'll see, though.
Bye, my sweet pet.
We'll see you next time. Oh, poor thing.